A proposed commercial glamping facility offering luxury camping called Contentment at Beaver Lake in Benton County could, once built, accommodate over 1,000 glampers. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, some local residents view the park as an intrusion on their lakeside farms and homesteads.
Glamping, a tourist trend, is a blend of glamour and camping. Glamping offers rustic accommodations in beautifully remote ecoregions with all the amenities. A proposed glamping park called Contentment on Beaver Lake is planned in a residential lake district. It will be built in three phases in a box canyon on a cluster of purchased vacant lots by investor group Contentment LLC. At an August 3rd Benton County planning meeting, interim planning director Madison Kinzel presented site planning documents to the planning board for approval.
The applicant has submitted an application for a glamping site to be comprised of 24 glamping tents, 6 covered wagons, 5 family cabins, 5 vacation cabins, a lodge, a waterfront pavilion, a pool, spa, and a maintenance and bathhouse.
This is only the first phase of a 3-phase project that eventually could accommodate as many as 1,150 glampers. The forested lakeside property is raw, so no electric, water, and sewer systems are in place and need to be installed, along with roads, parking, and lighting. An environmental assessment should be conducted, and the State Department of Health must approve the commercial septic system, which lies on sensitive karst topography. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will also vet the development. After the board heard details, the public was invited to speak. First up was attorney Larry McGreddy, representing a concerned property owner adjacent to the proposed park.
The first major issue is the land use compatibility analysis. Just based on the phasing that has been submitted, there's 183 glamping tents, covered wagons, family cabins, and vacation cabins. There also is a base camp lodge that I have no idea, because the information hasn't been provided, how many residents or occupants that will allow when it's used. So we don't think that a medium density residential classification fits this project. What seems to be far more appropriate is either a general commercial, which is defined in the regulations as pertaining to any business, trade, industry, or other activity engaged in for profit. Clearly, this is a facility that's being developed for profit. It may even fit the definition of heavy commercial.
McGreddy asked the board to table the project at least until a full 3-phase plan is provided to the public. Kathy Denton, who owns property nearby, said she's appalled.
Why do I say I'm appalled? Before you plan a commercialized glamping lodge, et cetera, on 200 plus acres, you need an infrastructure that can support it. Law enforcement is lacking in this area. We don't even have enough law enforcement to handle the situations we currently have in the area, unless they are life-threatening or considered an emergency. In this addition of adventure seekers, campers will bring the likelihood of a higher crime rate, road hazards, accidents, in which we lack officers and deputies to handle. Who's going to patrol?
Denton says the project will pressure local volunteer firefighters, deplete local water well supplies, and threaten the ecosystem.
One small fire at this facility could soon grow and take out my house, which is just to the north of this property, and many others around it.
Hank Barnes has lived in the watershed for 35 years.
Folks come to visit us, and we were the first house. They refer to the area as magical. I mean, the only way I even found out this hearing existed or that this development was happening was purely by accident seeing the covered wagons at the church yesterday.
Barnes said traffic congestion, noise, and litter will be a consequence if the park called Contentment at Beaver Lake is approved.
And I really wish the board would take some real consideration and say no to this, because as the last speaker spoke, there are some really, really important issues that need to be addressed. And for me, one of the biggest ones is the Beaver Lake Water District, the effluent that may go into the lake. That's significant.
David and Vicki Bush, who operate a cattle farm nearby, oppose the project.
And what if people wander out there in the middle of the night? Okay. What if they get stomped by a cow or kicked by a horse or whatever? I mean, it's all, we're not going to see it. So what are they going to do about that? They can't sit there and watch everybody 24/7.
Referring to the camp concessionaire, several speakers also complained that site construction has already started on the GLAMP site without a permit. That prompted owner Gene Nichols, seated in the crowd, whom declined an interview for this report, to finally step forward to speak.
Is there any construction going on out there now? Right. No, there's not. I am repairing a road that washed out on my property so we can access it. That's what the dump truck loads of gravel are coming in for. There is 4 covered wagons that we had ordered 9 months ago at a convention that were scheduled to arrive, but they are on my property. They're not fixed to anything. They're not hooked up, but they are on my property.
That's all he had to say. Planning Director Madison Kinzel explained to the board that this is the second glamping site in the county, so there is planning precedent, which is similar, she said, to commercial RV parks. But rather than approve the development, the planning board voted to table the project until the next meeting, September 7th, in order to gather more information. After the meeting, retired blueberry grower Albert Flagg agreed to talk. His spouse, Ann Yancey, owns 350 acres of farmland and forest adjacent to the proposed glamping park, and he also owns land nearby.
I live on Clarity Lane, which is a 150-acre farm, and we're off to one side, but we're looking right up at them.
Flagg lives in a quiet residential area, a quarter mile across the lake. He says many of his neighbors expressed dread at the planning meeting about their treasured forested lake view being replaced by a 200-acre amusement park.
Speaking about how they're country people, and they have chickens, and they have goats, and they have all this kind of stuff on that side. And this project will interfere with their natural way of life.
Albert Flagg said he would welcome a smaller campground on this site, or instead a sustainable housing development. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.